Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials expressing their concerns with two visiting U.S. cabinet secretaries about U.S. threats of deportations and the building of a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly met with their counterparts in Mexico City, and Secretary Tillerson spoke with reporters.
During the course of our meetings, we discussed the breadth of challenges and opportunities in the U.S.-Mexico relationship. Although our two nations share a long history, our visit was forward-looking, focusing on common interests that would advance security and economic well-being.
Visit by the Trump administration officials came at what is seen as a low point in relations between the two countries, which have enjoyed peace along their 3,100-kilometer common border since the 1840s. President Trump has repeatedly insisted that Mexico, one way or another, must pay for a border wall, which lawmakers in Washington estimate would cost at least $12 billion. And just this week, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security outlined policies that could result in the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. U.S.-backed forces have retaken the airport at the Iraqi city of Mosul that's been controlled by the Islamic State since 2014. This would give the Iraqis access to the city from the southwest and, for the first time, control of the area west of the Tigris. The U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has met with Syrian government delegation. They talked about what is coming next in the fight against ending the civil war. White House strategist Steve Bannon says U.S. conservatives can expect a daily fight with the media and others in the opposition. Bannon was one of the main speakers on the second day of the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington. Vice President Mike Pence also spoke at the CPAC conference. He spoke about U.S.-Israeli relations.
Israel's fight is our fight. Her cause is our cause. Her values are our values. And under President Trump, America will stand with Israel.
President Trump will be speaking to the group later today. Trump administration has ordered a review of U.S. policy toward North Korea, looking at the options Washington has for its future dealings with Pyongyang and its leadership. A number of experts believe a nuclear-armed North Korea presents President Trump's administration with one of its most urgent and potentially explosive problems. Malaysian police said today an investigation would be carried out into how two women procured a nerve agent, which was then allegedly smeared on the face of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at Kuala Lumpur Airport. Malaysian investigators say Kim Jong-nam died on February the 13th, shortly after the women put a substance on his face while he was checking in for a flight. Khalid Abu Bakr is Malaysia's Inspector General of Police.
We need the next of kin to come and identify the body, to identify who is deceased, and we would then like to take the DNA sample from the next of kin.
Police also want to know how the women were able to handle the nerve agent without getting ill themselves. World Health Organization reporting depression is increasing worldwide. That story now from Lisa Schlein.
The World Health Organization reports more than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the global population, were living with depression in 2015. The numbers mark an 18% increase over a 10-year period. Dan Chisholm is health systems advisor in the WHO's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse and a lead author of the report. He says depression is a disorder that can affect anyone at any point in that person's life.
If you look at the prevalence of different disorders around the world and you look at the disability that is associated with them, if you combine those together, depression ends up at the top of the list.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.